Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Moderne.
Fiche.
Terrific.
Micro Europa.
Sounds.
Comme moi.
Comme eu.
Like me.
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
Hallo, herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Sendung von Radio Micro Europa hier auf der Wüstenwelle. Mein Name ist Anna van Aken und heute haben wir wieder eine Musikbox für euch. Im Mai 2018 hat das internationale Jazzquintett Sietzke & Band ein Konzert im Club Voltaire in Tübingen gegeben. Ihr konntet da vielleicht nicht dabei sein, kein Problem. Wir haben nämlich einen Live-Mitschnitt für euch, sodass ihr das Konzert jetzt innerhalb der nächsten Stunde einfach miterleben könnt. Sietzke & Band ist eine bunt zusammengemischte Jazzband und besteht aus der niederländischen Sängerin Sietzke und vier weiteren Musikern. Dem deutschen Pianisten Dirk Balthaus, Marco Zinini aus Italien am Bass, Eran Ita-Even aus Israel an der Gitarre und dem deutsch-australischen Schlagzeuger Ephraim Schulz-Wackerbart. Sängerin Sietzke Roskam Ebbing ist 33 Jahre und hat in den Niederlanden und Philadelphia Gesang studiert. 2010 kam ihr erstes Album mit dem Gitarristen Martijn Michel, Outside. Und dann gründete sie 2012 mit dem Pianisten Dirk Balthaus das Jazzquintett Sietzke & Band. 2014 haben die fünf Musiker ihr Album Where It Starts Again rausgebracht und 2017 Leaving Traces. Im Konzert hier im Club Voltaire haben sie Songs aus beiden Alben gespielt. Zwischendurch erklärt Sietzke, wie es zu den Liedern kam, woher sie Inspiration bekommt oder wem das Lied gewidmet ist. Ihre Zeit im Ausland hat sie da zum Beispiel sehr geprägt.
So I spent some periods abroad during my studies and also after to experience some different worlds. And actually during my studies it was the first time that I was for a longer time not in the Netherlands. I went to Philadelphia to study jazz there in my master's. And yeah, it was really an interesting experience, of course, when you're for a longer time not in the place that is familiar to you. You're kind of confronted with a lot of things which are different, which is super exciting and interesting. But at some point I definitely also really started to miss home and started to feel like what I really appreciated about home.
Sietzke empfand die Zeit spannend, weil sie in Philadelphia, also in den USA, zum ersten Mal länger an einem Ort war, mit dem sie einfach nicht vertraut war und so eben auch mit Dingen konfrontiert wurde, die sie so nicht kannte. Irgendwann bekam sie ein wenig Heimweh und konnte durch ihre Zeit im Ausland das Gefühl von Zuhause ganz anders wahrnehmen und schätzen. Sietzke nimmt ihre Inspiration für neue Stücke, also aus ganz alltäglichen Situationen, Erfahrungen und Gefühlen. Wie zum Beispiel aus Sonnenwenden Ende Juni.
Do you know this moment in the seasons, like in the year, when there's one point where it's the middle of summer and it's called solstice with a fancy word, or Sonnenwende, I believe in German. And it's kind of a moment which I always feel like it's kind of, it's just passes, just like that. Some people celebrate it, but in modern days we don't really celebrate it, it just happens. And I was fascinated by this phenomena, and I thought it reminded me of the middle of kind of an endeavor, like maybe something you're, like maybe a trip, if you go on a mountain and you reach the peak and you think, ah, now I'm in the middle, but actually you're by far not there yet. You have to watch out, because on the way back, most challenges also, there are still some challenges which arise. So I thought it's fascinating.
Das waren jetzt schon mal ein paar Eindrücke von Sietzke Roskam Ebbing, der Frontfrau von Sietzke & Band. Und jetzt hört ihr das erste Set des Konzerts mit ihrer Band. Aufgenommen am 9. Mai 2018 im Jazzclub hier in den heiligen Hallen des Club Voltaire in der Haaggasse in Tübingen. Viel Spaß!
Micro Europa.
Bringing young Europe together.
So, herzlich willkommen. Schönen guten Abend. Und wie gesagt, herzlich willkommen hier beim Konzert. Ja, für alle, die jetzt vielleicht auch nächste Woche bei dem Konzert von uns keine Karte mehr gekriegt haben, ist es mehr als ein guter Ersatz heute Abend. Hier bei diesem Konzert ist ja auch mit Vocals. Es war mal wieder so ein Konzert, wo wir, also der Anselm und die Claudia und ich, uns die Aufnahmen angehört habe von den Bands, die sich bewerben, wir kriegen ja jeden Tag mindestens 5 bis 10 E-Mails. Und die hören wir natürlich nicht alle an, das sortieren wir schon ein bisschen vor. Und bei manchen ist dann so ein richtiger Wow-Effekt. Und dann sagen wir, die Band müssen wir unbedingt veranstalten. Und genau so eine Band haben wir heute Abend. Wie gesagt, es wird bestimmt, es ist schon relativ warm, aber es wird gleich noch ein bisschen wärmer. Es wird bestimmt manchen wärmer ums Herz und es wird bestimmt manchen auch wärmer, weil Teile der Musik natürlich durchaus ein bisschen schweißtreibend sind. Auch, aber nicht so viele. Also die wärmer ums Herz ist auf jeden Fall eine ganz gute Beschreibung. Auch. Oder Claudia? Ja, ja, ja. Also die Claudia hat gesagt, sie kündigt sofort, wenn wir die Band nicht engagieren. Also Claudia ist auch Sängerin und deswegen. Also wenn es euch gefällt, bedankt euch auf jeden Fall erstmal bei der Claudia. Wir freuen uns sehr auf eurer Release-Tour, dass ihr da seid. Das wievielte Konzert ist es von der Release-Tour jetzt? Das 8. Konzert. Hervorragend. Ja, also mit neuer CD. Die CD steht natürlich auch zum Verkauf. Wir freuen uns sehr aus... Holland, Deutschland und noch andere Länder beteiligt?
Italien.
Israel. Israel. Aus Israel, Holland, Deutschland, Italien. Sitzke und Ben. Vielen herzlichen Dank.
So we'll start with a song which is entitled Thoughtscape. Imagine your mind as a vast landscape in which you make your way up onto mountains of happiness, maybe then into some valleys, following rivers towards the sea of time. And there we sail a bit in our solitude. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the second song was kind of a daydream, going from the landscape of the mind into a little bit of a dream. I used to travel early with the train a lot, and then I would sometimes imagine what would go on in the head of somebody, because you're standing there waiting, like freezing in the cold and in between people, and they're all in their own world, and I think, what's going on in somebody's head? And this might be a sailor man who is lost in the city, and actually he's imagining that he's still on the sea. The next song is the title track of the album we're presenting tonight. In every place and every situation you end up, every person you meet, it kind of leaves some traces in you, and the other way around. And you always kind of have a choice whether you let it, whether you get attached to it, whether you let it do something with you, or if you think, okay, this is not for me, I leave it and I continue to the next experience. And in any case, it's kind of the start of a story or a possibility of something to happen, and you can choose whether you follow it and see where it leads you. So that's Leaving Traces. There you are again, the stranger, swiftly changing the game. As my current rearranger, you stress the edge of the frame. Replace the things I know for what you have to show. You are here to change my pace, lead me to new tricks. Attach the strings in other ways, loosely strung over cracks of things that broke before. The next song is a story about a person who left his home. And not only he left his home, but he left his country. And he took his family with him because he was hoping to find a better place to live elsewhere. And this person took his family and took them all onto a boat and went to take the trip over the Mediterranean Sea to see if they could reach the shore of Europe. And this was not so long ago when we had a lot of news messages about some people fleeing from Syria and the surrounding countries. This is one of these people. And when these messages were coming on the news, that was the time when we were working on this music, and so it ended up in one of the songs. And it touched me so much to think of that a person would just leave his everything behind and take his family and step on a boat and see if he could find a better place to live for his family. I thought it's such a desperate thing to do, and at the same time he must be so passionate and have hope that he will find a better life. So this song is kind of an ode to this hope or this passion that we will find a better place to live for everybody in this world, and maybe also a way to solve our conflicts in the bigger perspective, but also our smaller conflicts maybe. So it's called Common Ground, and it's a wish that we will find more common ground.
Go now and don't look back, 'cause you know whatever life was made into memories on the ground you left one day. Now it's lost from all the flowers planted, the soil remains. Let it be overgrown, overcome, and become something else, something new. Keeps me up at night, monsters tied in a fight. We're intertwined in webs of stubborn lies.
When the weather gets nicer, I like to also get up early because it's light already. Like, you feel the energy, you just wake up naturally. And I like to go outside and maybe go into a park. And I like this moment when the world hasn't yet started. Like, it's really early there, and you feel this moment of peacefulness when the world didn't start turning yet. And I like to go for a run and then maybe go into the woods a little bit. And then if I'm lucky, I get to the end of the woods. And then the light shines through the leaves. It comes over the vehicle. And then you see so many beautiful colors. And especially many shades of green. And that was the moment that inspired this song. It might seem a little bit psychedelic, but it's just from running.
Breathing out, my mind takes me somewhere.
Schulz-Wackerberg. And Ern Haraven. Okay, we're nearing the end of the first set.
But first, we have to announce you as well.
Oh, wait.
Sietzke Roskam-Abi on the vocals.
Thank you. This next song we're going to play is called Chasing Rainbows, and that's kind of a synonym for following your dreams. Again, I think it's maybe commonly used, but I'm not sure. In any case, when you feel like you figured out what you want to go after, you have a dream. see it in front of you and you get excited about it. And you think, yeah, that's it, I'm gonna go for that. Then maybe only shortly after you might feel, but what if I don't keep feeling the same excitement and fire to keep on going for that dream, because it might take a while before I get there. That's the thing with rainbows, like the jar at the end is kind of, you never get there. But you kind of tell yourself that you will get there, of course. In any case, it's kind of an ambiguous feeling of passion to go for it, and at the same time you're like afraid that you might not feel it all the time. So that's what this song is about. Thank you. Thank you. We've had to close the set with a small song, so the guys are going to tap some beers for you in the back. In a little bit, we'll take a break, but we'll start. We'll close the set with a little song, which is dedicated to a friend and colleague of mine and her little baby girl, who came to the earth just a little bit too early. So, a comfort song for little girl Livia.
Das war das erste Set der Show vom 8. Mai 2018 von Sietzke und Band im Tübinger Jazzclub im Club Voltaire hier in der Radio Mikro Europa Musikbox auf der Wüstenwelle. Die Band: Sietzke Roskam Ebbing Gesang, Dirk Balthaus am Piano, Marco Zinini aus Italien am Bass, Aaron Ita Ivin aus Israel an der Gitarre und der deutsch-australische Schlagzeuger Ephraim Schulz-Wackerbart. Unser Tontechniker im Club Voltaire war Aaron Geiger und die Redaktion hatte Ulrich Hägele. Vielen Dank an Martin Trostl vom Tübinger Jazzclub. Ja, ich hoffe, euch hat's gefallen und ich freue mich schon total aufs nächste Mal. Schaut auch gerne mal auf unserer Homepage vorbei unter www.mikro-europa.de. Mein Name ist Anna van Aken. Ich wünsche euch jetzt noch einen schönen Tag und bis bald. Ciao!